Chapter 7, The Decline of Monarchy. Question 1. Give an account of the course of events which happened in France from August 1792 to 20th September 1792. Answer. After framing the constitution, the National Constituent Assembly dissolved itself by a self-denying ordinance. By that time, the elections of the new legislative assembly had taken place. All the new members were inexperienced and had no knowledge of framing a constitution. Its first meeting was held in 1791. On this occasion, the king accepted the constitution, and there was enough of joy and merriment in France. People began to think that the revolution had ended and their difficulties were over forever. But their estimation proved to be wrong, and with the passage of time, they had to face some new problems in life. The total members in the Legislative Assembly were 745. And most of them belonged to middle-class families. The number of the lawyers surpassed all others in the assembly. The members of this assembly were more revolutionary than all the preceding leaders. They were young lads, and most of them had not crossed their 30s. They belonged to the following parties. First, Royalists. They were the supporters of the king and numbered 100. Second, Constitutionalists. They were in favor of constitution, and that is why they were known as Constitutionalists, or Feuillants, F-E-U-I-L-L-A-N-T-S. They wanted to minimize the rights of the king. They were supported by the middle class and numbered 164 in the Legislative Assembly. Now third, Democrats. They wanted to establish democracy by putting to an end the authority of the king. They were divided into two parties known as Girondists and Jacobins. Girondists and Jacobins, and their number was 236. Now fourth, Centre Party. They were independent. They were not allied to any party. Later on, they joined Jacobin Party. They were 245 in number. The Constitutionalists soon failed to hold the authority of the state, and there arose a fierce struggle between the Girondists and the Jacobins to get hold of the authority. It continued up to 2nd June 1793, and ultimately the Jacobins succeeded in this struggle. They guillotined the 22 famous Girondist leaders and established their sway in France. Now fifth, Girondists. Gironde was the name of one of the 83 departments of France. It was situated in the western part of France, and as of most of the Girondists belonged to this province, the party came to be known as Girondist Party. Lamartine was the first man to pronounce the word Girondist. They were opponents of autocratic rule, and were greatly influenced by the Greek and Roman principle of democracy. They were radical leaders and wanted to establish democratic form of government in France. They were specially famous for their patriotism. In fact, the Girondists were not a political party. They did not have any political program. Elton writes about them, "The Girondists understood ideas, nor men or even things." they were phrase makers. They used to meet at five place Vendeme, V-E-N-D-E-M-E. They were more democratic than the members of the Jacobin party, but they condemned the mob rule. They were, in fact, men of culture, antique Romans in the loftiness of their views. They had full faith in the theory of representation. They opined that after the election of a number, he should be at liberty. He should be at liberty to perform his duty according to his own wisdom. The outsiders should not interfere in his deeds. This was the chief reason of their encounter with Paris mob, as the crowd wanted to keep an eye over the proceedings of the assembly, whereas Jacobin party was guided by the mob of Paris. This was the apple of discord between the two parties. The prominent leaders of this party were named as Vegnaud, Gaudet, G-U-A-D-E-T, Jenson, G-E-N-S-O-N-N-E, Brissot, B-R-I-S-S-O-T, Condorcet, C-O-N-D-O-R-C-E-T, Dumouriez, D-U-M-O-U-R-A-I-Z, Madame Roland, etc. All the members of this party were fired with a revolutionary zeal and patriotism, but they did not have any practical experience. Owing to this, they could not stand against the Jacobin party in the struggle for survival. Now, sixth, Jacobin party. In the beginning, the Jacobin party had no name. The members of this party used to meet one another in the Church of Jacob in Paris. Later, they hired this place for their club. In the beginning, people of different ideologies were the members of this club, but later on, only persons of radical views were preferred and admitted in it. Owing to this change, Lafayette, L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, C-A-S, S-I-E-Y-E-S, and Mirabeau broke their relations with this party, and the supremacy of Robespierre was established. In the beginning, they used to hold in camera meetings, and only bona fide members were allowed to attend them. But with the passage of time, the club was thrown open for all persons. The branches of this club were opened in all parts of the country. The members numbered 140 in the Legislative Council and used to sit on high places, and therefore they were also known as mountains. This was a terrorist party. They used to hold hot discussions on political issues and used to give great importance to intellectual and political supremacy. They were of the opinion that the commoners were unable to understand the political and intellectual issues, and thus these should be undertaken by the elected few. The revolution takes place in the name of entire public and not by the entire public. Alton writes, Jacobinism, the terror, had no captain. It was a dictatorship without a dictator. Jacobins had no leader of theirs, but Robespierre was their most significant member. None but Danton tried to become the leader of this party. He was held responsible for treachery and sent to guillotine. G-U-I-L-L-O-T-I-N-E. Robespierre, Danton, Dr. Marat, Herbert, etc. were known as the prominent members of this party. Now, 7th. Cordelier Club. This club was situated in a street named Cordelier, and hence the club name came to be known as Cordelier Club. It was established after the formation of the Jacobin Party, and the chief credit of its establishment went to Dr. Marat, Danton and Camille de Smalling. The members of this club used to pay only 1 penny monthly as subscription to the club, and that is why the commoners had majority in it. Many students, handicraftsmen and shopkeepers were the members of this club. In fact, it was a club of the opposite party, where they used to deliver inflammatory speeches on the principles of democracy. The ideologies of this club were imbued with terrorism, and it worked as a breeding ground of hot-headed extremists. Now, difficulties of legislative assembly. The following were the main difficulties which the legislative assembly faced during that period. First, by this time, Louis XVI was leading a life of a prisoner, and therefore many people began to sympathize with him. They wanted to restore him to the old privileged position. Second, the greatest opponents of the revolution were the priests and feudal lords who had emigrated. Their number had increased by leaps and bounds after the king's arrival in Paris. The process of migration started after the fall of the fortress of Bastille. Third, the priests who refused to swear by the civil constitution of the clergy left France and went to Austria and England. The brother of the king was the leader of the emigres. They were also supported by many anti-revolution leaders. Fourth, many citizens of France were opponents of the revolution. The king and the queen were making efforts to seek the help of foreign countries to crush the revolution. They had also established contacts with the emigres. Thus, there were several difficult problems before the newly formed legislative assembly, and it had to face them. First of all, legislative assembly passed the following resolution and sought the assent of the king. Important resolution of legislative assembly. First, it was resolved by the legislative assembly that all the clergymen should invariably accept the civil constitution of the clergy. Those who did not accept it would be considered suspects, and they could be held responsible for any political disturbance in their parish. Moreover, the pension of the suspects would be forfeited. Second, it was also resolved that all the emigres who had fled from France would return to France within the specified period, failing which they would be confiscated. Three, lastly, it was also resolved that the Legislative Assembly feels it essential that 20,000 soldiers be appointed for defense and safety of the citizens of Paris. The king in the beginning, due to his vacillating nature and the pressure of the countries and courtiers, rejected these resolutions. The action of the king attracted terrible criticism in the newspapers, and the commoners began to detest their king for his impertinent behavior. Thus, the king lost all the favor of his subjects due to his own shortcomings and heralded the end of monarchy. Now, causes of war between France and Austria. There was a constant struggle between Austria and France even before the advent of revolution. While the royal families of the two countries were hanged and love with one another. Austria had to wage a war against France when the Paris mob imprisoned the king. At the same time, several immigrants of France settled in Austria and Prussia. These immigrants also incited the authorities of Austria and Prussia to invade France. Queen Marie Antoinette and King Louis XVI's correspondence with Austria added fuel to the fire and made the war inevitable. The following causes can be held responsible for the outbreak of war between France and Austria. Irresponsibility of the King and the Queen. The King Louis XVI and his royal spouse, Marie Antoinette, continued to make correspondence with Austria to crush the revolution. The King also made efforts to flee to Austria. It annoyed the French people, and they began to hate the royal couple, and they tended to punish the king by the horrors of war. Now, Leopold's viewpoint. Leopold II, the ruler of Austria, was greatly terrified and wanted to save his country from the currents of revolution, which were flowing through the entire European countries. He waged a war against France in order to crush the revolutionary ferment there. Now, role of immigrants. With the outbreak of revolution, several nobles and priests emigrated to Austria and Prussia, and they incited the governments of these countries to crush the tidal wave of revolution. H.E.L. Fisher also opines, the immigrants played an important role in bringing about the war between the revolutionary France and the rest of Europe. Now, the declaration of Pilnitz, P-I-L-N-I-T-Z. The declaration of Pilnitz made by the kings of Austria and Prussia that if any harm was caused to the king of France, they would blow up the entire France, terrified the people of France, and they began to think in terms of war against these countries. Now, tendency of French people. Lord Acton has opined that the French Republic were trying to jump headlong into war, donning red caps and exhibiting spears in hands. C.D. Hazen has also pointed out towards the viewpoint of the people of France, who were fully prepared to wage a war against Austria. The French were greatly eager for a war against Austria because they felt that Austria was obstructing the progress of the cause of equality, liberty and fraternity. Now, consequences of the French Revolution. The revolutionaries of France wanted to end the ancient regime and establish the constitutional monarchy in France. There was no similarity between the bloodless revolution of England in 1688 and the turbulent and violent French Revolution of 1789. The kings of Europe supported the cause of revolution in the beginning, but when they looked at its bloody form, they desisted from extending support and decided to end the revolution. Now, question of Alsace. Owing to the consequences of the French Revolution, the feudal system was abolished from Alsace. It affected the rights of the German rulers adversely in this province. Austria supported the claim of Germany and demanded the restoration of these rights, but France refused. This made the war inevitable. Now, change in the policy of France. France had promised that he would not make an invasion on any country, but he snatched Avignon, A-V-I-G-N-O-N, from Pope and invited the opposition of European rulers. Now, annoyance of England. England was the greatest supporter of the French Revolution, but with the passage of time, the outlook of England was also changed. Burke, B-U-R-K-E, criticized vehemently, V-E-H-E-M-E-N-T-L-Y, the terrorist form of the revolution. England secretly inspired the other European powers, like Prussia and Austria, to wage war against France. Now, appointment of Dumouriez, D-U-M-O-U-R-E-I-Z. During the Girondist ministry, Dumouriez took over as foreign minister in France. He requested Austria to break the treaty with Prussia, but Austria was prepared to break it on the condition that France should compensate the German rulers and return Avignon to Pope. But France did not accept this proposal. Now, responsibility of war. The countries of Europe were not prepared for any war. The decree of Pillnitz had more threat than reality to it. England, Holland, Spain all wanted peace, and even France had no desire to wage war against any country because of financial crisis. The assignats were being devalued rapidly, and Robespierre, the prominent member of Jacobins, was also against war. He declaimed about the consequences of war in his speeches and condemned it outright. But the members of the Girondist party, especially Brissot, were pressing hard for the war, and they ultimately thrust the country into an unwanted war against France. Now, Brissot remarked, "We want war to complete the revolution, to set trap for the king, to expose his bad faith and his relations with the emigrant nobles." The members of the Girondist party compelled the king to declare war against Austria and Prussia by their majority. Rose observes, "Thus inconceivably was begun the most tremendous series of wars known to civilized nations in the history of mankind." Now, declaration of war. On 20th April 1792, the war against Austria and Prussia was declared by the king, as he was compelled by the majority vote of the Girondists to do. Now, events of war. In this war, Lafayette was appointed the commander-in-chief of the forces of France, but the French forces continued to be defeated for 6 months. Actually, the French army was not properly organized, and their supply line was also irregular. The chief reason of this defeat was that the Queen Marie Antoinette had supplied the map of the military secrets to the enemies. The Austrian general made sarcastic remark on the defeat of French forces, "We need no swords to defeat the French forces. They can be easily taken on to their heels by the whips." Now, was the war inevitable? First point. The war of 1792 was essential to safeguard and liberate Louis XVI from the clutches of the radical revolutionaries. Second, the nobles, priests, and the countries of the royal court longed for a war and expected their salvation in it. Now, three, whereas all the countries of Europe were making efforts to establish the republican form of government, France was keenly anxious to disseminate the republican ideology. As the universally loved principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity were abandoned by France, the war became inevitable. Fourth, the immigrants, including the nobles and priests, were also fanning the flames of war. They wished to suppress the revolution by way of a war. Now, fifth, King Leopold II had a sentimental relationship with Louis XVI and Queen Marie Antoinette, and in order to save them from the grip of Paris mob, it was essential for him to wage a war against France. Now, sixth, countries of Europe, like Germany and England, did not like the bloody and terrorist form the revolution had taken. They opposed the bloodthirsty form of revolution in France and inspired countries of Europe to wage war against France and to crush the revolution. Now, seventh, the fall of assignats and the state of bankruptcy added fuel to the fire of general discontentment and spurred the people to get rid of this difficult situation. Thus, the above factors contributed not only to the outbreak of the revolution, but also made the war inevitable between France on one side and Austria and Prussia on the other. Now, consequences of the war. The French people were greatly agitated at the defeat of France in the war of 1792, and they made an attack on the palace of Tuileries, Tuileries, in Paris, where the king was residing after his unsuccessful flight. The king anyhow pacified the crowd by donning the red cap of the revolution. But the Austrian emperor felt that the revolutionaries tended to spread anarchy in France in order to abolish the monarchy. The Duke of Brunswick, the supreme commander of the combined forces of Austria and Prussia, made a declaration: "Our aim in making an attack on France is to destroy the revolutionaries. Whosoever opposes will be punished and their houses will be set afire. If any harm has been done to the king or his family, then entire Paris will be blown up and the citizens will be severely punished." The people of France felt insulted by this declaration, and it proved that the king was a party to the designs of the foreigners. Therefore, the uncontrolled mob of Paris made a fierce attack on the royal palace on 10th of August 1792. They killed 600 Swiss bodyguards of the king, and after murdering an officer of the National Guards, looted the royal palace. 376 members of the mob were also killed in this mishap, and the king was compelled to take shelter in the chamber of the National Assembly. From this day to the day of his death, the king remained a prisoner in the fort of Temple. Now, end of the constitutional monarchy. Under the influence of Paris Commune, the National Assembly suspended the king and declared the elections to National Convention to frame a new constitution. A.J. Grant's writes, after the capture of the palace, the excited mob came to the assembly where they demanded the deposition of the king and declare of republic. It was pointed out that this was impossible under the constitution of 1791. But the king was suspended from his functions and a new assembly to be called the convention and to be elected by suffrage, S-U-F-F-R-A-G-E, was to come into existence at any early date. It would decide what constitutional changes were necessary, but the republic already existed in all but name. Now, September massacre. In spite of all these happenings in France, the battle against Austria and Prussia continued. The enemies captured the territory of Verdun. In this way, the forces of the enemies reached very close to Paris. At this critical juncture, the hunt for the enemies of the revolution began. The Jacobin leaders, including Dr. Marat and Danton, began to kill the royalists who were in jails. Every house in Paris was searched, and if anyone was suspected to be the supporter of the king, he was at once put to death. This massacre continued from 2nd September to 6th September 1792, and about 1600 individuals were murdered during this period. This act of the Jacobins was extremely hateful, unjust, and gruesome. It defamed and dishonored the revolution. It was highly brutal and inhuman to kill the innumerable persons on the basis of doubt that they were the supporters of the king. The person who performed such a cruel deed could not be said to be supporters of revolution. It was not expected of them that they would provide liberty, equality, and fraternity to the people of France. A revolution which was begun to ensure these three fundamental rights to the people ultimately developed into a string of truthless murders and cruelties. As a result of this massacre, a feeling of hatred and aversion swelled up in various countries of Europe, and it began to lose the sympathy of its supporters. People in France had also to face great hardships and tortures during the terrorist reign of the Jacobins. Now, Battle of Valmy. After the failure of Lafayette, Dumouriez was appointed commander of the French army. He saved the capital by defeating the forces of enemies in the Battle of Valmy on 20th August 1792. This battle has a great significance in the history of France. Hazen opines that it was a decisive war. It saved the revolution. Goethe writes about this war. From this day and this hour dates a new epoch in the history of the world. Dumouriez made an attack on Austrian Netherlands, that is Belgium, and established his control, and after some time, France overpowered Nice and Savoy, the provinces of Rhine and Metz were also conquered by the French commander. Thus the Republican forces of France gained victory over the armies of the kings during the winters of 1792-93. It affected adversely the speed of the enemies, and France achieved a tremendous fame, and the victory boosted its prestige. The National Convention was overjoyed by this victory, and thus the republican regime in France was established in place of monarchy. Now, results of the Battle of Valmy. First, it curbed the worsening crisis in Paris. Second, the revolutionaries of France got an impetus by the victory of Valmy. Third, the soldiers of the French army regained self-confidence and won various battles after this victory. Fourth, the territories of France were extended by the victory to Nice, Savoy, and Rhine. Now, points to remember. First, the Legislative Assembly was formed after the dissolution of the National Assembly. 745 members of this assembly belonged to the following parties. First, Royalists. Second, Constitutionalists. Third, Democrats. Fourth, Centre Party. The Constitutionalists were further divided into two parties. First, the Girondists, and second, the Jacobins. Cordelier Club was also significant in France. Second, difficulties of the Legislative Assembly. First, how to deal with the king. Second, how to cope with nobles and priests who did not accept the constitution of the clergy. Third, how to face the countries helping the anti-revolutionists. Third, important resolution of the Legislative Assembly. First, the clergymen should be compelled to accept the constitution of the clergy. Second, it resolved to call back the emigrants. Third, at least 20,000 soldiers were appointed to safeguard Paris. Now, fourth, causes of war between France and Austria. The following causes contributed to the outbreak of war between France and Austria. First, irresponsibility of the king and the queen. Second, Leopold's viewpoint. Third, rule of emigres. Fourth, the declaration of pilgrimage. Fifth, tendency of French people. Sixth, consequences of French Revolution. Seventh, question of Alsace. Eighth, change in the policy of France. Ninth, annoyance of England. Tenth, appointment of de Moraes. Now, fifth, responsibility of war. Most of the countries were not in a position to wage war, but the members of Girondist party thrust the country into war due to their own whims. Sixth, declaration of war. The declaration of war was made on 20th April 1792. Seventh, events of war. Eighth, was the war inevitable? The war of 1792 between France on the one hand and Austria and Prussia on the other had become inevitable due to anti-revolutionary tendency and selfishness of various groups of persons. The nobles, priests, and the royal family made its outbreak inevitable due to their own faults. The countries of Europe, like Germany and England, also added fuel to the flames of war. That is, flames of war. Ninth, consequences of the war. First, it sounded the death knell of absolute monarchy. Second, the king was reduced to the position of a prisoner of the National Convention. Third, the republican government was established. Fourth, the palace of Tuileries was attacked by the masses. Tenth, Declaration of the Duke of Brunswick. It annoyed the people greatly, and the people, out of anger, imprisoned the king in the fort of Temple. 11th September Massacre. The event of September Massacre brought a bad name to the revolution. 12th Battle of Valmy. It reinforced a new spirit and a new life among the revolutionaries. Their triumphs enthused them. 13th Results of the Battle of Valmy. First, it checked the growing crisis in Paris. Second, the revolutionaries got encouragement. Third, it created confidence among the soldiery. Fourth, the territories of France were extended greatly.